Hi, I'm Gregor Loven. You're listening to Motivational Mondays. Law Coffee is one of the oldest family-founded and owned coffee roasting companies in the U.S. They built a reputation for industry innovation and education by emphasizing their traceable supply chain to show consumers the whole seed-to-cup process. David, tell us about your work and how you were able to lead a global team through the challenges we've been experiencing this past year.
Currently, I'm the president of Law Coffee Company, the company my great-grandfather founded back in 1909. And I've worked there since 2004. Big thing for me is that I just bought the company back in January. So to be hit with, you know, a once-in-a-lifetime situation where you just bought a business, you know, you have a good handle on the business, but then all of a sudden you see your sales drop overnight, like a light switch just went off, and all of a sudden your customers are closed. Business people are stuck inside. People aren't out shopping. There's nowhere to go. I mean, panic sets in, right? And then one of the things that after my panic subsided somewhat, I was able to clear my head and try to think of, okay, we have, and this was one great thing for every entrepreneur that's out there, creating disaster management plan. I will tell you that was an exercise we did a couple of years ago. So when your head's spinning and everything's going on, you can just go back, read your notes that you created with a clear head and go through that. And you look over that whole plan and you follow that plan, and that's what it's there for. So, you know, that gives you a moment of clarity when, you know, the world could be crumbling around you. So, you know, we did a lot of that. We did read a lot of that and then kind of added a few things to those chapters through the past few months. But I mean, that's something. It doesn't have to be a pandemic. It could be a fire happened at a business, or, you know, your cell phones go down, or you're out of power. I mean, there's an endless amount of disasters that could happen, but being prepared for all those things is what can separate you from your competitors. That was worked well for us because we're a production company. So for the most part, we actually all need to be in the office to get things done in the manufacturing facility, doing deliveries and things like that. So for us, having that stuff already planned out where people could dial into the systems from homes, or we could transfer phone extensions to people at home. So this way, you know, when we're facing the customer, they have no idea that we might not even be in the office. They're still able to call in. There's people picking up the phone. We're handling everything, you know, as is. So there's no disruption to their business. You know, most of the problems were already written up in our books and things, and we just follow the plan. You know, you follow the game plan and you do the right thing, and you treat your staff and your customers and everything the right way, and more often than not, things will work themselves out. You know, it's just trusting in the system, trusting in the processes, and, you know, just keeping a cool head. So that was stuff that we had put in place that actually worked out really, really well for us.
Taking the time to create or update a disaster plan and knowledge share is such great suggestions. I'm assuming that comes up a lot in your role as a mentor when working with students and colleagues.
Of course. I think that's the whole goal as a mentor, is really to help people not make the same mistakes that we all did, or different mistakes that we've heard about or learned about. We want to help people avoid all those pitfalls, and so this way they can progress, you know, professionally and personally, maybe faster or better than say we all have. I think that's the idea of being a mentor, is a selfless role and just trying to help others. I wish that I had taken better advantage of the University of Delaware, where I went to school, and where I had access to different types of mentors and things like that. I just, you know, shame on me that I didn't actually leverage those connections and things at that time in my life to be talking to more industry professionals and things.
Got it. Thank you, David. And thank you for listening to Motivational Mondays. This conversation is created by the National Society of Leadership and Success.